100 years ago, the dark wizard Hollowell raised an army and tried to conquer the world. He was stopped by an unlikely hero, Sheriff Aesop Stormwood. As Hollowell died, he prophesied that he would be reborn twice more and rise again. Stormwood looked him in the eye and said if Hollowell did, his descendants would strike him down. Sheriff Aesop Stormwood went on to form Stormwood and Associates to make sure they'd be ready for Hollowell's returns, a private detective security and federally licensed magic users agency. 25 years ago, Hollowell returned for the first time, and a Stormwood made good on Aesop's promise. But the third coming of Hollowell may not be so far in the future. But the young Raz Stormwood just might know it's coming, and she plans to be ready. Previously on Stormwood and Associates. The Stormwood team has been hired by this guy named Marshall Figgins to find a classic Mustang that was stolen from his employer. You see, he doesn't want to call the cops to get it because, well, frankly, then his employer would find out that the car's been stolen and he'd probably get fired because it was his job to keep it safe. You know, like you do. The team went out to the scene, investigated, found some clues, and they recovered some video evidence that's been corrupted, but they think they can reconstruct back at home. But all in all, NK, the newest member of the team, is being a little cagey about everything, especially after they found a domino on the ground where the car was stolen. But they've gone back to the office to review what they've got, and, well, we'll just see where it goes from there. All right? All right. Yeah. All right. So, we drive back to the office. You get there, and Mara's still sitting at the front desk. She is playing Minesweeper on Kel's computer and swearing a lot.
Any news?
She shrugs. That Brian guy's a fucking creep.
I mean,
like, not in like a gross sexual way, just in a like, he like suddenly like you notice that like Brian slides out from behind, like he was somehow being obscured by some of the wooden supports by the windows between, you know, the front desk area and the main area, is just like standing behind her eating coffee like on the other side of the glass. Is he still behind me?
Yeah, he's still behind you. Yeah, he's like right there.
Why?
His mom begged me. He needs this internship.
He was leaving me alone until I started sitting at this desk. He said nothing to... I've been living in this office for weeks, and he said nothing to me. And now he won't stop staring at me. It's weird.
I'm gonna walk up to Brian, stare at him through the glass, and make a shooing motion like, get out of here. Go back to your stuff. I'm your boss.
He dips his head, Ooh. Turns around, walks away.
You are so good at that.
A small trail of coffee as the can is slightly tilted kind of like goes across the ground behind him.
At least vacuum up after yourself, Brian.
You see Jenny following with a vacuum.
Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, we don't need the health department thinking we have rats again.
That was a nightmare. Alright, let's look at that footage we got.
Alright. So it's going to take a moment for NK to reconstruct the footage. She sits down in the conference room with her laptop. And she's looking very uncomfortable. And very unhappy. I mean, okay. Do we have to do this job? I mean, there are other jobs that we could do.
We literally do not have any other jobs right now.
Go find one. Put out an ad. You know, I'm sure that I could find a nice, like, bail jumper we could go find and get cash for that.
Okay, real talk. What is eating at you so much?
I don't wanna. Sometimes you learn things and you can't unlearn them, and you try really hard for years not to learn a thing so you don't have to deal with a thing, and then you sort of have to deal with a thing if you know a thing.
Huh.
NK, does this have to do with your dark past?
My past is not... When I learn about my dark past, I'll tell you.
Alright. So
that seems fair.
What's going on?
That sentence will make total sense the better you get to know NK. Alright, so NK pulls up. I reconstructed a couple of frames, and she kind of like presses a button and doesn't want to look at the screen. So on screen, you have the display of three people. Just around the Mustang. And one of them really looks like tall blonde guy.
I knew it.
And then the other one...
You were all like, Babbitt, you always do that.
Another one is kind of a medium build guy with a shaved head. And then there is a woman with long dark hair. What
do they... Do they seem to be doing anything? Or
they
do
seem to be stealing the car. Like, it's clear
in
that...
In the process of...
Yeah, they're in process of stealing the car.
Cool.
Anyone recognize the other two?
What do they look like? NK still has, like, not opened her eyes.
There's a lady with long, dark hair... Who's the other guy?
There's a kind of medium build guy with the shaved head.
Right, shaved head, medium build guy.
And does... So... Does she have eyes that look like they can see into your soul?
Can we see their faces?
Yeah, you can see. You can see her face at least. I mean, it's... She looks up... NK opens her eyes and goes...
Oh.
Oh dear.
I see.
So, that might be my ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
If there's a problem, they can solve it. If you need to find someone, they can do it. Stormwood & Associates is a detective, security, and federally licensed magic users agency. If you need help, they'll be there. But don't get in their way, or else you'll get caught in the eye of the storm.
Oh, okay.
Well, your ex-girlfriend stole a car.
Yeah. Does look that way.
Looks
like she's been with a pretty bad crowd. I'm glad she's your ex.
And that's her brother? The guy with the shaved head. She points at.
You know Blondie?
No. But I haven't seen her for 2 years.
So she could have made new friends.
Yeah.
Alright. Sorry about this, but I need to know about your ex.
Great. Kind of thought that that... See, the nice thing about plausible deniability is that you don't ask where things come from. You don't have to find out where things come from. You know...
Okay. Do you need me to, like, translate through your awkwardness?
No... That's Michelle, her brother Turk, and I might have met her doing street racing.
You know, we're not the police. We're not going to turn you
I
in.
I know, but...
like, it's okay.
It was... I met her when... Sparrow and I were doing a job in L.A. 2 years ago. Sparrow and Turk compared head waxes, but I was street racing on the side for fun. I wasn't really good at it at the time. She gave me my car.
Yeah, I was kind of picking up on that bit. I mean...
Now, my car is legally titled. I made it very clear to her that I did not want anything illegal, even though I at no time was aware of anything illegal that she was doing for sure. There were lots of things that I knew that shouldn't be in the budget, but nothing was ever officially clarified to me.
Okay.
But that bald asshole's Turk Domino.
Ah, I say, flipping the domino in my fingers.
Yeah, he's not creative.
That is so lame. Like, seriously? It's like his name is actually Domino's and he leaves him. How did no one figure this out? How are they not caught?
Well, he's an idiot.
Obviously.
She's not?
Okay.
So, you know, kind of balances out.
Oh, boy.
Not great.
Well, at least we know who we're looking for now.
Great. Just great.
NK, could you tell us where we could find these people?
I mean... sometimes I stalk her Instagram.
How ugly was this break? I don't, that's none of my business. I'm sorry.
I had to go. It's the timing of, she had to leave the country. The timing of which in retrospect was very suspicious due to the breakup of a specific exotic car theft ring. So, I mean, we kind of parted on because... You know how sometimes relationships just end because, like, people have to go different places? I had to go back to San Ricardo. She went to a country with a non-extradition treaty. You know, and people drift apart.
Yeah, yes, I can absolutely relate to that. Yep.
You know, it's my... The extent of my life experience isn't as long as people think it is. Anyways, I mean, we could probably figure out where they're spending time. She just is, like, wincing. Like, she very much knows she could pin down exactly where these people are, and she really doesn't want to.
I know you don't want to, and I know this hurts, but I need you to do this.
Okay. Alright, well... And she's not looking at her phone, and she's not looking at Instagram, but she goes, well, so she doesn't have geotagging on her photos. Again, she's not looking at any of this right now. She just knows this off the top of her head. But there's a bar that she's been at, at least in pictures, that I think I know where it is. It's, so, I mean, that would be a starting point. Again, she is not looking at anything on her phone or on her computer. She for some reason has this information.
Oh boy. All right.
I mean, I just know that from her Instagram stories. It's, yeah.
I don't want to give relationship advice, but it sounds like you still have feelings for her.
Yeah, but I don't, I owe Barrow Mackay too much to just walk out on him for something that dangerous.
I understand.
You owe him, okay, sure.
I mean, I don't, so this is a little awkward to say. I don't know who I was more than 5 years ago.
Oh.
I woke up 5 years ago with no idea who I was, with no, I vaguely knew my name. That's it, but not really, because I, and so Barrow took me in and had the resources where I was able to build a legal identity. She kind of looks sideways, just like I don't know who I was more than 5 years ago.
All right. Well, we're learning a lot about our team, about our new teammates this week, so that's good. Oh, boy.
So, like, significant things being, it's, I don't have a lot of memories, and so this is, sometimes you want to leave an untarnished memory alone and just sort of live in it and not have to deal with the repercussions of what trying to bring that back into your life would have. It's super fun. Okay, so there's this bar. And it's just a diet. Like, she pulls up an Instagram. It's a bunch of Instagram stuff on the screen behind her that she clearly knew how to get to immediately. And it's this, it's a dive bar somewhere in Hawkland. Hawkland hasn't gotten mentioned a lot because it's the version, it's very similar to Oakland, or at least how everything was, you know, 20, 30 years ago before the tech bros bought everything. Yeah, it's a dive bar in Hawkland.
Cool. Well, I guess we're going bar hopping.
Might as well check it out.
Here's the, this is not a great neighborhood.
I mean, what even qualifies as a good neighborhood by our standards?
Well, I mean, it's, Your SUVs are very nice, but they're also very nice.
Gotcha.
And my car may be very fast, but it doesn't look like anything special.
Sounds good. You're driving.
All right, y'all squeeze into NK's hatchback. Technically, you all fit. Raz, how tall is Raz?
He's pretty tall compared to me.
Well, yeah, I would. She's like 5'10", 6 feet. What?
Let's go 5'11".
Okay, so she's taller than your face steel for it. Your face steel is on the person whose face you borrowed for this character is only 5'5".
Oh.
But Raz, we've canonically had being taller than that, so. Shooting angles. Canonically, Raz is 5'11". Okay. Alright, so you guys drive out there. And so this bar is kind of in not the best area. It's pretty run down. There's a lot of disrepair in this place, in this neighborhood. NK kind of gets out of the car, kind of puts the hood up on her hoodie, as she's wearing her black hoodie, and is resisting the urge to like pull the drawstrings tight around her face. Like, she keeps going for them and like almost pulling them.
I just want to like pat her on the head as I stride in.
All right. So we're walking into a bar.
Yep.
Oh boy.
All right. So the All right. So NK and Raz don't look terribly out of place. Babbitt's fine too. Bill just sticks out like a sore thumb in this kind of a mixture of just kind of a rough looking crowd, but like,
oh boy,
but like a movie rough looking crowd, so it's still like 75% white. His casting directors are racist. Anyways, music's kind of playing in the background. No one's in a bar fight right now, but it looks like there's, you know, it's the kind of bar that the peanut shells and sawdust are on the ground, and you definitely don't have a carpet because we ain't that fancy.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
Anyways, it's, so the bar is, you know, relatively full. It's an evening, but it's like a weekday. So, like, there's what looks like a regular crowd.
Maybe I should have worn my leather jacket that I own.
You could pull off a leather jacket. NK looks at you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you'd want to wear it with khakis. Have you considered like denim or jeans? I mean, your office is pretty casual. Like,
I don't actually own any jeans.
Have you considered? You know, we should take you shopping.
It might be a good idea.
We need to, you like could, because like right now, and I really don't want to offend you or anything, but like, you have this thing with your look where like, you're too formal for casual situations, but you're too rumpled for formal situations?
I don't know. I think it's kind of stylish in its own little way. It's like a geek chic, right?
I feel like you could pull it off if you, like, had an accent, but you don't have an accent.
Don't fake an accent.
No, that'd be rude. That wasn't my point. My point, like, you know, just more casual than this. Like, you know, like, I mean, look at Babbitt here. And Babbitt, are you still wearing, you're wearing a hoodie and jeans, aren't you, Babbitt?
Absolutely.
Babbitt and Enke are, like, wearing matching outfits. And she is just, like, looking at you and going, like, one of us needs to change because this is weird. Because let's remember that they're both wearing jeans, black hoodies, and have undercuts.
Yep.
Because you don't have any tattoos, do you?
Oh, no.
Okay, I do. So there's a difference. Okay. This is weird.
It is kind of weird. I just didn't want to say anything.
We're both of the drivers on this team right now have matching outfits. God. That was not on purpose. These characters were designed independently.
Yes, they were.
the queer drivers in hoodies and jeans. All right. We should not stand next to each other. I think it's better if we, like, just, like, moves physically Bill between you two. This is better.
This works.
I mean, no offense. I like you. It's just that.
Sure.
We look like we did this on purpose.
I get it. We look like twins. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's.
A little bit greener than she is.
Wow. Okay.
Really? We're going there.
Just a little. Well, I mean, you're the one who said you look like twins.
Yeah, because our personal choices. Our personal choices lined up. Bill.
Oh, my God.
Bill, the things that Babbitt and I can control, we chose the same way. And that's why it's funny. We don't make comments about. It's just. You guys have. Okay, looks at you, Babbitt. Do you guys have an HR department or an SR department or something?
Not really.
Was Kel?
Kel sort of took care of that.
Kel was doing
thing?
That too.
Guys, he did a lot
took of care
stuff.
Of a lot of stuff. He was a very busy person.
We did. Yeah.
You guys know I don't do HR, right? Like.
I'm not.
Like, I thought it was weird when people, like, when I first showed up and people were assuming I was, like, gonna sit out front. Like, that was weird.
It was weird.
Okay. I didn't think you were gonna do it. I just kind of assumed it was an intern job.
You guys had Kel doing a lot.
Yeah.
And someone gave me access to payroll. And I didn't break into anything. I just the passwords for the payroll system were on my desk the first day. And he was not getting paid a lot of money.
It's a complicated situation. Actually, I have no idea.
Both of you two were making like 2 to 3 times as much.
What?
Oh my.
What?
You guys need a union?
I mean, we're on a... I'm not entirely sure what the story is there. Plus, he's like... He's kind of like Raz's, like... brother, sort of. They were raised together, and yeah.
But she's like 10 years older than him, right?
Well, they grew up together. Family's hard to define.
Then why are their accents so different?
Family's hard to define.
Yeah.
I mean, that's weird, right?
Look, casting is weird, okay?
But anyway, Bill, we need to, like, take you shopping, get you, like, I don't know, like, even a black slack would look better, but, you know, just, like, jeans or t-shirts or, like, you don't work in a, formal office. I mean, look at your boss.
It kind
points
of
to Raz.
Give me an air of authority.
Again, what is Raz wearing?
Probably her normal outfit of, combat boots, cargo pants, a leather jacket, hair and just pulled back ponytail, looking like a biker chick.
Like, these are not fashion choices I would make, but it's clearly, like, it's a look, and she pulls it off. You pull it off. I don't want to, like, sound like I'm being critical, but, Bill, you gotta just, either if you're gonna wear the tie, you gotta press the shirt, maybe?
I like this shirt, and all my shirts. I mean, like, you know, They get kind of, they feel kind of stiff when you press them.
Well, this whole conversation's been happening, as Gen told me over the back chat that Raz has been getting a beer.
Yeah, she like went inside to the bar, well, got a beer.
You're all inside the bar, but Raz went up to the bar and got a beer.
Yeah, she's just like standing at the bar drinking her Anchor Porter.
NK is just pretty much delaying because she doesn't want to actually, like, have to deal with any of this.
Well, I guess I will take a look around the bar.
One of us has to take off their hoodie. She's just looking at Babbitt. One of us has to do it.
Babbitt will take off his hoodie.
Okay.
Is it really that big a deal? What even is fashion?
It's clothes, man. You don't have to. I'll take off mine.
We both take off our hoodies.
NK takes off her hoodie.
What t-shirt do they have on underneath?
NK is wearing a ringer style t-shirt with some sort of logo in the middle.
Babbitt's wearing a t-shirt with the fictional equivalent of Rainbow Dash on it.
I'm gonna stop wearing a t-shirt. Alright.
Huh.
Alright. So, we're at this bar, and we've had a ton of nonsense.
You had a whole, whole discussion about fashion choices. Like, as soon as we got inside this bar, I'm sure everybody who's already inside is just like, what the heck?
Well, to be fair, let's see if it's helped or hurt you blend in. Let's find out. Since I'm going to have both Babbitt and Bill roll D10s because Raz has been acting normal. So roll me a D10, Babbitt, and then roll me a D10, Bill.
Seven.
8.
Okay, amazingly, everyone thinks that no one's looking at Bill weird, but Babbitt and NK are getting looks. Babbitt. Like, people are giving a side eye to both Babbitt and NK, but, like, no one's giving a second glance to Bill.
Yeah, they saw these two people who were dressed weirdly similar come in, both take off their hoodies. It was odd.
Oh, look out, Bill. You stick out too much. You're going to attract too much attention.
Awesome.
All right. Let's see what else we can find out. So is there any, like, a spot in this bar where you expect her to hang out, or, like...
I don't know. I'm literally just pulling stuff off of her Instagram, man. I don't... She just kind of, like, gestures around flustered. Like, I am just wild mass guessing here.
All right. I'm trying to figure to come up with some stuff.
We could talk to the bartender. I don't know.
Yeah, Bill. Talk to the bartender.
Why is this such a good idea? All right, fine.
She goes, NK just goes, here. And, like, she pulls up a photo that is not any of the ones that you saw on the Instagram or from the thing, but clearly, like, a personal photo that she found immediately of Michelle, and, like, hands you her phone with, like, the picture of Michelle. Go talk to people.
Wow, Bill. you had it for her heart anyway. Oof. Good morrow, barkeep.
A large man who's probably about, he's probably 6'4" and almost as wide, with a shaved head and a couple of tattoos and wearing a black t-shirt, and turns around from behind the bar and just looks at you.
I thought you'd appreciate my sense of humor. Anyway, I'm looking. I was wondering if you've seen this woman hanging out around here.
All right, you're trying to get this guy to tell you.
Yes.
Roll me a d10.
9.
Not good enough. He just sort of...
Rats.
Kind of cocks his head.
Just wondering if you might have run into her, you know? Or if she's a regular of this establishment. Okay. Being really quiet.
NK just kind of looks at Babbitt. Go help him.
Babbitt goes up to the bar, takes out a $100 bill, and places it on the bar. I'd like some information, please.
All right, well, I'm going to have you roll me a d10.
6.
He takes the $100 bill.
Information.
I mean, he's. Are you gonna try something? Are you gonna try to, like, bullshit him or anything? Or
see, I thought that would work.
He's just looking at you.
I see. I go back to Raz.
I don't know what to do. Laughing into her beer.
I will remind you, you literally have a skill you could use.
Uh-huh.
Like, you literally have a skill you could use. I didn't throw you into this encounter thinking that, I mean, also, he rolled a 10 on his on the D10 challenge. So, like, you would have had to have rolled a 10 for him to do anything on just a basic roll. It's okay if you want to just stand there. Bill, are you going to say anything else while you're still holding the phone out?
I'm actually going to excuse myself and wander over to the bathroom where I'm going to try a new spell.
Okay.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
I am going to use magical disguise while I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, this is exciting! Okay.
It's right. My new spell that I've been working on.
Alright, you're going to use magic. What are you going to disguise yourself as?
I am going to disguise myself as one of the scary lot from this bar. I'm going to make myself look like a scary biker man.
Okay, are you gonna look like a specific scary biker man or just any scary biker man?
No, my generic idea of what a scary biker man looks like.
All right, so before we roll as to whether or not people are gonna be able to see through this, we need to figure out how convincing a disguise this is, just like we had to do with Morp. So just roll me a straight D10.
You got it. 9.
Okay, so you convinced. So now we need to roll your effectiveness casting. You have designed a believable biker. Like, you've designed a believable riffraff. Now we need to roll your actual D10 for your casting strength.
Shabba Jetty! Wee! Also 9.
Ooh, okay. You have crafted a pretty convincing disguise. Are you going to walk back out there again?
I am going to walk back out there again.
All right. You're still holding NK's phone?
It's in my pocket now.
Okay.
Let's see. First step, I'm going to wander over by Raz and just be like, "Hey, boss, I think you dropped this."
You know, we're all wearing cons. NK just says quietly to herself.
I worked very hard on this. I wanted it to be a really good, like, you know, debut.
I get it. I'm just...
How did you see through it that easily?
I can hear your voice in my comm. You're on comms, Bill, and you were doing weird chanting in the bathroom.
Yeah, because I've been working on this transformation spell.
It's not a bad disguise, but you also could have just, like, said something over the comm.
It wouldn't be dramatic if I said something over the comm.
Go talk to the bartender again.
I just love how, like, Phil's, like, right next to me, right? And
yeah.
He's, like, in the phone. He's just talking to himself.
Raz, roll a d10. technically have to see whether or not you see through the disguise.
Nine.
You rolled a nine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a decent disguise. Like, yeah, you wouldn't know it was Bill unless he told you.
Okay. But if I'm looking at him and he's speaking through his comms, I can hear him through my comms.
Oh, absolutely. You know it's Bill.
I know it's Bill. I'm just like, oh yeah, thanks, Slice. Thanks for holding on to this for me, and I take the phone.
We're gonna call you Slice now.
Wait, that sounds badass. Slice.
Like Orange Slice.
No, no, like Slice Griffin.
Sliced white bread. I'm being really mean. This is a stressful situation for me.
Well, let's try to get some leads, and then we can get out of this situation.
So you gonna walk back up to the bar?
Well, I was gonna give the phone to Raz in the hopes that she could do it better, but maybe now he'll take me more seriously.
Guys, you're so pathetic. It's better.
So people would stop giving me weird looks.
You weren't, though.
Just give me the phone back. I have an idea.
They were giving MK and Babbitt the weird looks. You were fine.
Hey, barkeep.
Sorry, I can't stop laughing. Okay. Bartender looks at you. Your disguise is holding up.
Biker.
Your disguise is holding up completely. He doesn't realize. He kind of looks puzzled at. Are you holding up the phone?
I'm not holding up the phone yet.
All right, he's just looking at you.
You got anything strong behind that counter?
He shrugs. Points at a couple of bottles.
Give me one of the ones on the left. And why don't you tell me everything you know about this person?
Are you holding up the phone?
Yes, now I am.
Roll me a D10.
Four.
Well, you got lucky here. He looks puzzled. He looks
What's so confusing? Cat got your tongue?
Well, I mean, there's the guy just was here, showed me that phone. He's got the weirdest voice. You do not expect this voice to come out of this man. As again, he's like a giant. There was another guy asked. That's a pink phone. Did you steal that guy's phone?
Nah, that guy. He was a tough guy. Don't think I could have stolen from him.
I mean, it's the same phone. That's the same phone.
Look, what if I did steal from him? You want to fight about it?
Are you saying you stole someone's phone in my bar?
How do you know he didn't steal my phone?
Well, you just said you stole the guy's phone. So
look, dude. I'll be out of your hair real soon. If you just tell me.
Are you stealing in my bar? So wait, so some random guy I've never seen before in my life steals someone's phone and now wants me to tell him the location of a young woman on the phone? Like, what kind of creep are you?
The kind of creep who will be out of your hair if you just give me the information I need.
He picks up a bat from behind the bar.
Oh, please do not resort to violence.
NK walks over, grabs the phone. It's my phone? It's my phone. They were asking for me. It's... Please. Have you seen this woman before? Really important to me.
Alright, she's gonna roll. Let's make this fair.
Alright.
Big guy kind of softens a little.
I mean... Well, I mean...
It's weird that he has a higher voice than she does.
Well... It's... I mean... she looks kind of familiar. I think maybe she's been in here a few times.
And Calyx.
She might have been with... her brother. Bald guy. Bald guy who likes to talk a lot of shit. Yes? Yeah! Yeah, that asshole's been in here.
And Kate just kind of turns around, gives Raz a thumbs up, and still looks really uncomfortable.
They've been around the neighborhood a few times. Don't like them.
That's so hard.
Look, I see a guy like you come in my bar again, talking about stealing people's stuff. I'm gonna break your skull.
He's just looking at you.
Point taken. All right, we should leave.
Just as an aside, throughout this whole exchange, Raz has been trying really hard not to snort her beer in laughter.
Oh. Well, can you tell us? Do you know where we could find them?
The big guy behind the bar just kind of sighs.
There's a spot out not too far from about 5-10 minutes away from here where they've been doing some illegal street racing at night on Clements. I think I heard him talking about pink slips, like real dumb shit. Just really dumb. I really don't like that man. I think tonight they're doing racing again there. Like after midnight.
Alright. Sounds like we know where to go.
Now you get the hell out of my bar and never come back, you creepy.
Okay,
I'll
go away. I'm sorry.
And if you see that guy in the crump, like, what happened to him? Is he okay?
He's fine. He got food poisoning and went to throw up in your garbage can.
There's someone throwing up in my garbage can?
Well, he did it quite a while ago, and now it's too late.
When?
He smacks the bat down on the bar next to where you were standing.
Bill runs away to the car.
Babbitt, desperate to save face, says, "Thank you. You keep the change," and heads on out.
And Kate just kind of sheepishly walks back to the car.
I think that went really well.
What the hell was that?
That was me forcing you to come to terms with your past and take control of the situation.
My name is Trey Dorn, and I was your game master for this session. Joining me, as always, was Kyle Johnson as Babbitt, Nick Izumi as Bill and Gen Proc as Raz Stormwood. Stormwood & Associates is a production of Nerd & Tie. You can find more information at nerdandtie.com/stormwood. You can also find us on social media at Nerd & Tie on Twitter, nerdandtie.tumblr.com, and facebook.com/nerdandtie. This podcast can be subscribed to on anywhere that major podcasts are found: iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and quite a few other places, and anywhere that takes an RSS feed as well. To be continued. Hey, while you're still here, let me tell you about another podcast on the Nerd & Tie Network. And that's Let's Be Legendary. Let's Be Legendary, the Fey Wild West, is a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play game. So, an actual play game like this one, but like, you know, in a system people actually use in the real world. Set in a homebrew Wild West steampunk world, the Fey Wild West follows two people discovering what it means to be in a relationship, all the while seeking revenge and learning the truth of their pasts. Let's Be Legendary podcast is an LGBTQ+ podcast with both main and minor characters, as well as players falling under the queer blanket. A heavy RP game with a focus on story and characters. And you can hear it every week here on the Nerd & Tie Network. And you can find all their subscription information and links at nerdandtie.com/legendary.